I told her. She had potential, so I thought that I would mold her.
Break it down, son.
You would usually see me and her around town. She had this way that was so sexy. Every time I think about it, makes me woozy. And her written was just so nice and juicy. Plus a mind that you would not believe. No tricks up her sleeve, so we dated. Like Janet Jackson, we waited a while and waited and waited. I started to wonder would I ever get in it. Finally, the invitation was extended. With that, I said, mi casa es su casa. Meet me at my pad tomorrow, about 6 o'clock. No question, the next day, we kissing and caressing. Before long, we starts to undressing. With that, I pulls out my pack of hats. She looks me dead in the eye and says, what's that? I said, don't tell me that you don't know what condoms is for. She says, yeah, but the average nigga, I love to hear it roar. And I said, I'm not your average nigga. No, I'm not your average nigga. You can't get me, I'm not your average nigga. No, I'm not your average nigga. Girlfriend, I'm not your average nigga. No, no, you know I'm not your average nigga.
Yo, real, yo, these honeys be on some shit.
For real.
Yo, tell me about that other honey you was kicking it too.
I met this honey named Tamika. My intentions was more than just to freak her. Since I'm God, I thought that I'd teach her.
Where'd you meet her at, Black?
The tunnel, so you know it didn't happen like that. I got her name and her number. I said, girlfriend, I just wonder, could you come home with me? She said, uh-uh. But you got the digits, ring me up tomorrow and see where it leaves you at. We started speaking. We plan to hook up that next weekend. We discussed the place of our meeting. She said, come to my project. Sometimes niggas be bugging, but I get mad respect, so like a dummy, I went to scoop up this young honey. Gassed up by the fat ass and flat tummy. But when I rolled up, it start to look just like a setup. Now I'm mad hot, but this time I played it cool. Recognize one nigga I used to run with in high school. I said, you know Tamika? He said, yeah, I know the whore. Got me on the elevator and led me to her door. When I rung the bell, she was mad surprised. She flung the door wide open with a wild look in her eyes. I said, yo, I'm not your average nigga. You see, I'm not your average nigga. You can't get me cause I'm not your average nigga. I'm not your average nigga. Girlfriend, I'm not your average nigga. Oh no, you know I'm not your average nigga.
Change, nigga. Hey, you coming, but your steps are too loud. Standing on the corner, thought him was cool. Change, nigga.
I met this honey named Sabrina. I thought that this time this one would be the queen of my dreams, but you know how that goes.
God, I heard it before.
Still, let me tell you what happened. One day I'm outside her door and we're talking about how her ex-boyfriend be stalking. She said she thought she saw him when we were walking, but I said, don't worry about it. Put that shit to the side and slide up in the crib. So we're lamping. She still shook up about what happened. I said, don't sweat it, he's probably just rapping. She said, little do you know, last week he threw a brick through my bedroom window. I said, whatever, I don't think he's that crazy. She said, you never know where he may be. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the crazy motherfucker jumped out on me. I made him melt with a blow to the head, and before I bounced, this is what I said. I said, yo, I'm not your average nigga. No, I'm not your average nigga. You can't get me cause I'm not your average nigga. Mister, I'm not your average nigga. No, I'm not your average nigga. Oh no, you know I'm not your average nigga.